Hey, how are you? Good, yeah, I'm good, thanks. You ready for a study session? Yeah, for sure. So can I come in? Great, thank you. No worries, it's okay. I always feel a little awkward the first time I have a study session with a new partner. It's just part of the deal, I guess. I think we'll be fine. Oh, thank you. Over here on the couch? Yeah, cool, sure. It's a nice place you've got. I like it. Do you live here by yourself? Oh, wow, nice. It's a great size for one person. So, how have you been? How was your weekend? All right, pretty quiet, huh? Yeah, mine was good. Like, I had a couple of dates, saw some friends, and then just stayed in Sunday night and took it easy. Yeah, a couple of dates. Yeah, one Friday and then Saturday. Yeah. Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Is it unusual to have two dates in one weekend? I mean, I'm not looking for a partner, like a serious partner, you know? It's all pretty much like casual arrangements, you know? No, actually, it was my first time meeting up with either of them. Oh no, do you think I'm a huge slut? I have a pretty casual attitude to sex, I guess. Yeah. I mean, I love it. I love meeting new partners and making that connection. I mean, I'm really respectful in the way that I treat them, of course. I'm not, like, dishonest with anyone about my intentions. I'm not leading anyone on or lying to them. And that's something that's, like, you know, it's really important to me. Hey, are you okay? Sorry, I feel like we're just getting started here and I've already said something wrong. Maybe I was a little too honest. I'm sorry if I offended you. I forget that not everyone's totally comfortable just talking so openly about sex. No? Oh, then I'm not sure what. Do you want to talk about it? You look a little sad. Is that it? Really? It's been that long? When was the last time you had a date with someone? Really? Seriously? I get the feeling that that isn't something that's happened by choice. Have you tried dating apps? I know they're a fucking nightmare, but well, you're really cute. You could set up a good profile and get plenty of attention. Lots of guys would be into you, I promise you that. I would absolutely swipe right on you. Sorry, I'm being inappropriate again, aren't I? You seem kind of nervous. I can go if you're uncomfortable. No? Okay, well, you know, I asked to be your study partner because you seem pretty clever and cool. If we're gonna do this, maybe we should get to know each other a little better. Like, if you're lonely and struggling to get dates or meet people, then maybe I can help. I'm pretty experienced at getting dates, yes. Did I sleep with them? What, the dates on the weekend? Yeah, I had sex with both of them. Oh my God. Oh my God, I'm so stupid. You thought this study session was gonna be a date, didn't you? Look, I didn't just ask you to study because you're smart. Half the reason I asked you is because you're easily the cutest person in class. I guess I didn't necessarily have a date in mind. As such, I just thought maybe I should have thought a bit more. Maybe that's the problem. Fuck. I suppose when you have a lot of dates, you can start to be pretty casual about it. I forget that sometimes a single date can mean a huge deal to someone else. I'm sorry if you expected more from this. I can see how it must have felt really disappointing when I told you I'd come here on the back of seeing two other people, or that I'm not into anything romantically serious right now. Hey, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm an idiot. I should have thought more about this. I don't want this to ruin things, though. Can we avoid letting this ruin things? God, you look so anxious. It's okay. It'll be okay. Can I ask you something? If it's been that long since you went on a date, when was the last time when was the last time you had sex with someone? I don't mean to ask an insensitive question. Okay, well, maybe I do. But I'm just thinking, if you're feeling anxious about stuff like this, then maybe you just need to start getting laid. Marvin Gaye wasn't wrong when he sang about sexual healing, you know. it can seriously help. I completely stand by that. What? Are you serious? You're a virgin. Oh my god. Seriously, you? You're a virgin. You're kidding me. But you could walk into any bar any night of the week and find someone hot who wants to fuck you. You know that, right? Or maybe that's not the kind of connection you're looking for. Yeah, I understand. You know, I never would have come in here talking about my weekend like that if I knew this was going to be a sensitive subject for you. But it doesn't have to be a sensitive subject. I saw the way you looked at me when you opened the door. I see the way you're dressed. You look nice. You made a real effort for me. It doesn't have to go to waste. You know, this doesn't have to be the type of standard, conventional, study buddy type relationship that you see people having. We could do things differently, if you like. Look, I'm not going to be your boyfriend, but we can study together and I can teach you some other things. I have all the experience you could want in a partner. You wouldn't have to wonder what it's like anymore. You could find out. You could find out with someone who's respectful and kind and patient and understanding. And you could find out more and more week after week. And if you're shy, that's okay. You know, if you're nervous, I don't mind. I'll take you as slowly as you need. But I will take you. Come here. Sit closer with me. There. There, that's it. Here, hold my hand. On your lap. There. I can see that you're nervous. And you wear your loneliness on your sleeve like a badge. I'm sorry, it's true. I know you had a lot of hopes riding on today, didn't you? Yeah, you did. I know. That's okay. I never leave a partner disappointed. Especially not one as beautiful as you. I picked you for a study partner because you're beautiful. And there's something really endearing about your nervousness. It makes me want to look after you. You'd like that, wouldn't you? To be looked after. Thoroughly. Your hands feel so nice. Can I kiss you? You're so shy. Well, how about I start here, on your neck? Just under your ear. Does that tickle? Are you still nervous? Why don't we kiss on the lips? I think that might settle your nerves. And maybe convince you that I really do like you. Come here. Use your tongue for me. Give me your tongue. There, that's it. Come on, kiss me with passion. You don't need to be shy with me. Kiss me like this. Your tongue feels so good. You're a good kisser. I think I'm going to love our study sessions. You know, I get turned on really easily. Part of the reason I go on so many dates is because I have kind of a hard time controlling myself. I'd really love to touch your body, if that's okay. Would that be okay? If I touched you here? And here? Maybe if I put this hand here and stroked it like this? Is that okay? Has anyone ever touched you here like this before? Then I'm happy to be the first. And this is going to be the first of many times that we're doing this. I'm going to be your coach, okay? Does that sound good? I'm going to make you into a sensual, sexual, strong, confident being, just like me. Does it tickle here? Is that sensitive? It feels really nice touching you there. Is it getting you turned on? Because it's getting me turned on. Give me a kiss again. I'd love to see you in your underwear. Would that be okay? Are you shy? Here, I'll go first. Here, look. Down to my briefs. Oh my god, your eyes look like they might pop out of your head. Yeah, I guess there's not much left of the imagination. Not when I'm this turned on. Yeah, it's big, isn't it? No, most guys aren't this big. And this is a few inches bigger than most. Would you like to touch me? You can touch me anywhere. Here. Give me your hands. Put them on my chest. Here, like this. Does that feel nice? You can play with my body as much as you like. Anytime you want. Here, let me guide your hands across my chest and up onto my shoulders, down to my abs, and down here. Oh, do you like how big it feels in your hands? Oh my god, your jaw is hanging open. No, it's okay, you look adorable. Ah, you're stroking it and rubbing it. It's like you're worshipping it. Does it feel good? Kiss me. Here, on the mouth with your tongue. Yeah, it feels so good when you touch it. You know you're gonna lose your virginity to it. Does that excite you? Good, because it excites me too. Here, let's set it free so that you can admire it in all of its glory. Yeah, I know, it's so big that it flops around everywhere, especially when it's fully erect like this. Fuck. Have you ever had a penis touch your lips before? No. Then why don't you give it a kiss? Wet your lips and kiss it. Right on the tip. I would love that. Yeah. And again. Fuck. Now tickle my balls just a little. Yeah. Gently run your fingers up and down the shaft while you kiss the head. Yeah. Oh my god. Now put it further into your mouth. Yeah. Oh god. Yeah. And suck. Yeah. Suck on it. Oh god. Yes. While you tickle the balls underneath. Fuck. Oh my god. Yeah, suck it really fucking hard. Oh my god. Fuck. Oh my god, you're so naughty. You're a natural at worshipping fucking big cock, aren't you? Oh my god. Oh fuck, stop. Oh my god. Fuck. Oh my god, that felt so good. No, I just... Oh my god. I felt like I was gonna come and I didn't want to come right away. You're so good at that. Maybe you're not as innocent as you seem. Come here. Come here and sit up. And look at me. Did you like that? Did you like taking my erect cock all the way in your mouth and sucking on it? Yeah? Good, because I really loved it too. And are you excited to have full sex with me? To lose your virginity? To feel this cock all the way inside you until we make each other orgasm? It's gonna bring us closer together. I can't wait to share that with you. Today and then over and over and over again. So now, if you're feeling a bit more confident, I think it's time for you to remove your clothes and get down to your underwear. Okay? Good. That's it. Yeah. Oh, wow. Oh my god, look at you. Wow. You look incredible. I'm stunned. Oh my god, and look down here. Oh, look at how hard I am. It's throbbing. For you. Because you have such a beautiful body. Come here and cuddle me. Yeah. Oh, like that. Yeah. And let's feel our naked skin rub against each other. Oh, yeah. God, you feel so smooth and warm. It's so good. Your body feels amazing. I just want to touch you everywhere. All over. And what if I touch you down here? Is that okay? Oh, yeah, look at you. You look like you might lose control. You love being touched there, don't you? God, you're so sexy. It's so beautiful. You're so beautiful. That feels good, doesn't it? Is this the first time another person has masturbated you? Touched you like this? Touched you like this and rubbed it all over, up and down, until you pant and moan and grind. And what if I go even faster, like this? Yeah, it feels good, doesn't it? Fuck yes, yes. Oh god, you look like you're gonna come. Are you right on the edge? Yeah, you're gonna come? Yeah? Okay, stop. No coming yet. Don't you fucking come for me. I wanna edge you and take you to the brink and then deny you and pull you back. So that when I start touching you again, slowly, like this, it feels amazing. Look at you. You look like you might faint. Maybe I should speed up a little. Like this. Yeah, you like that? Does that feel good? And if I do it faster? Yeah? Pant for me. Yeah. Let me hear you moan. Oh, yes. Yes. That's it. Closer. Closer. Get ready to feel yourself come. And stop. No coming for you, not yet. Oh, you poor thing, look at you. Oh my god, come here and give me a cuddle. I'm sorry, was that too much? Did I overwork you? Did I get you overstimulated? Well, cuddle me nice and close. Let me feel that beautiful, soft, warm skin all over me. You feel like heaven. My own little pet to train as I see fit. So beautiful and so compliant. So ready to please and learn. Why don't you lie on your back on the floor? Yeah, like this. That's right. So we can take this underwear off and I can see you. Oh. In all your beauty. Oh, you're so incredible from head to toe. Spread your legs. Don't be shy. You're mine now. You can trust me. There, very good. Oh my god, you look exceptional. And let me lie on top of you. Between these legs. Oh, and press myself against you. You know, one of my favorite feelings in the whole world is when I feel my cock press against another person like this for the first time, especially when I'm not wearing a condom. It feels so intimate and so naughty, like we both know what's gonna happen, and like there's no turning back. Do you feel it? Do you feel how powerful it is with my cock pressed against you? And like this, against you, like I'm ready to push inside you at any moment. Gently rocking back and forth against you. Are you ready to lose your virginity? Are you ready to go all the way with me? Yeah? Are you ready for this big fucking dick to slide inside you and take your virginity? Yes? Then kiss me on the mouth while I push inside. I want to taste your tongue while I fuck you for the first time. Oh, you're so tight. Fuck, your hole is so fucking tight. Oh, God. Yes, grind against me like that. Don't be shy. Don't be shy. Be the horny little slut you were born to be. Yeah. Oh, God. Fuck, you feel so good. Oh, you're so beautiful. Can you take it all the way in? Yeah, it's not too big. You can take it pushing deep inside you. Deep, hard, thick, filling you all up. Oh, God. You're already so close, aren't you? I edged you until you were ready to come, and now you can't hold yourself. Well, you tell me when you're gonna come. You guide me. You let me know, and I'll come with you at the same time. I'll pump my fucking hot spunk into you exactly at the same time you orgasm, so we can share it. I want it to be perfect for you. Yeah? You coming? You coming? I won't stop. Deeper, harder. Yes, now, yeah, yes. Come for me, yes. I'm coming too. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Come here. Come here and cuddle me. Yeah, that's it. Was that okay? You okay? Yeah? Was that good? Oh, my God. Kiss me. Oh, my God. Fuck. I got completely carried away. I hope this all wasn't too forward of me. Oh, my God. You were amazing, and you're so sexy. Oh, I'm so happy we could share that. Come here and lie on my chest, and let me hold you. Oh, my God, you did so well. I'm so proud of you. Oh, my God, I think you're going to be the best study partner I could have ever hoped for. Oh.